I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 13th. The Mega Millions jackpot is growing again as no tickets sold matched all six numbers drawn last night. But somebody in Massachusetts may be a little richer. One person in Quincy could be taking home $1 million prize from last night's drawing. The winning ticket was sold at the Cam Man Market on Quincy Avenue. The winning numbers for the grand prize of $735 million were 2, 16, 31, 57, 64, with the Mega Ball number of 24. A ticket in North Carolina is the only other $1 million winner. Across the country, 27 others are taking home $10,000 prizes from last night's drawing. That includes a ticket that was sold at the Needham Speedway gas station. The next drawing, Friday, it'll be the sixth largest jackpot since the game began in 2002. The estimated jackpot, $792 million. The Quincy Police Department has donated over $10,000 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. During a check presentation at Quincy Police Headquarters yesterday, the donation was made to Make-A-Wish for Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Police raised the funds by selling their limited edition Make-A-Wish patches and also allowed officers to make a donation in order to keep their no-shave November beards for a few weeks longer. Make-A-Wish of Massachusetts and Rhode Island has over 600 wishes waiting to be granted to critically ill children. Proposed changes to a Quincy Point roadway will be discussed during a community meeting tonight. The city wants to return Burns Avenue to a two-way street between Quincy Avenue and Charlesmont Avenue and remove the Do Not Enter sign on Burns Avenue at Quincy Avenue. The city says the change is being proposed at the request of some Burns Avenue residents. Quincy traffic engineer Ed Grennan says the change would not be detrimental to the overall roadway network and would increase ease of access to and only to the homes on Burns Avenue, Charlesmont Avenue, Spence Avenue, and Craig Avenue. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash will host a community meeting about the proposed changes tonight at 6:30 in the cafeteria of the Clifford Marshall Elementary School. The official Paris Island Marine Band was in Quincy yesterday. The band from the Paris Island Marine Training Center in South Carolina performed at North Quincy High School yesterday afternoon. Students from both high schools attended the concert. Former Quincy Public Schools worker and World War II Marine Corps veteran Mildred Cox attended the performance, along with Quincy Veteran Services Director Christine Cugini. Quincy School's music director Michael DeMarco conducted the band in Stars and Stripes Forever. Students were able to interact with band members following the concert. The band also stopped by the General's Bridge and Park in Quincy Center for a photo with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch announcing yesterday that work continues on the new clubhouse at the city-owned Furnace Brook Golf Course, the work being performed by G&R Construction, who was the low bidder. The work's expected to continue this year, and the new facility could be open early next year. A water line is being looped from Reservoir Road through Summit Avenue, which will provide greater water pressure and flow at the top of Forbes Hill. In addition, drainage is being added to the golf course parking lot. In Forbes Hill Park, stormwater management is also being implemented to help residents along Summit Avenue. Along the first fairway of the golf course, a berm is being constructed to prevent stormwater from flowing into backyards along Summit Avenue. The water will be redirected into the golf course's drainage system, which has been upgraded. The city's traffic department has also implemented traffic calming measures on Forbes Hill in response to many neighborhood concerns at a variety of public meetings. As part of the strategic planning process, the Thomas Crane Public Library of Quincy is seeking community input on what visitors think about the library and how it can be improved. 8 strategic planning sessions for community input are scheduled beginning Monday, running through April 8th at all four branches. The library periodically engages in a wide-ranging community-based planning process that elicits input from city residents and stakeholders and then adapts services to meet current and anticipated community needs. Well, the Karen Reed murder trial is scheduled to begin next month, but an important hearing was held in the case yesterday that could affect the trajectory of the trial. Reed, accused of killing John O'Keefe, her Boston police officer boyfriend in Canton in 2022, last appeared in court February 26th, when Norfolk Superior Court Judge Beverly Canone set a new trial date of April 16th. After thousands of pages of new evidence were received from the U.S. Attorney's Office. Reed's attorneys argued yesterday that the criminal charges against their client should be dismissed and that the district attorney overseeing the case disqualified, while prosecutors pushed for her trial to proceed as scheduled next month. Reed was in court for the hearing and was seen smiling during portions of the argument by the prosecution. Defense attorney Alan Jackson argued that the criminal charges against Reed should be dismissed because prosecutors and their investigators distorted evidence on multiple occasions. He said several of the investigators involved in the case, including Canton Police Sergeant Michael Lank and State Police Trooper Michael Proctor, had long-standing relationships with witnesses in the case, and that was never mentioned to grand jurors. The trial against Reed, charged with murder, was pushed back until April after federal prosecutors shared thousands of pages of new documents. Canone did not issue a ruling on either motion yesterday, instead taking them under advisement. The next hearing in the case scheduled for March 20th. Governor Healey plans to announce this week she's following the lead of President Biden and issuing pardons to those convicted of simple possession of cannabis at the state level. The move could touch the lives of tens of thousands of Massachusetts residents with simple possession convictions on their records. Details of the plan will be announced at a news conference today. In 2016, Massachusetts voters approved a question legalizing pot. Same year, voters in California and Nevada also legalized recreational marijuana. It's not clear how far back the governor would reach to issue the pardons. If she follows the wide-ranging pardons championed by President Biden, the number of pardons could be in the tens of thousands. Check of business news this morning, and stocks rebounded yesterday. The Dow was up 235 points. The NASDAQ rose 246. The S&P added 57. Stocks were higher in Asia. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at $78 a barrel. Sports. Celtics beat the Jazz 123-107, and they'll host Phoenix tomorrow night at 7:30. The Bruins are in Montreal tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Sunny and mild today with a high near 60 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 31. Sun and clouds tomorrow, even warmer, high 64. Some showers around on Friday with a high of 52. And maybe a shower Saturday, high 54. For the boater today, waves 1 to 2 feet, northwest wind 5 to 10 knots, becoming east later today, and a high tide at 2:35 p.m. Sunrise 6:58, sets at 6:48. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open at 10 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, March 13th.